أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته And welcome back to Ramadan Reflections on this the 11th day of the blessed month of Ramadan in which we have been reviewing verses of the Quran which obviously at one level this in itself is a blessing to be able to read and reflect and to think about the verses of the Quran in the historical context of them but also we've added the theme or the twist that is we're looking at the concepts of leadership and management within these beautiful verses of the Holy Quran. And as we said on our first day, that because we believe that Islam to be a complete way of life, a complete code of conduct for all of our activities, that it stands to reason that something as important as leadership, as management, as guidance, needs to be present within the Quran. And sometimes we might read ayat, we might read verses of the Quran which don't where we rather don't feel that they may be pertinent to our day-to-day life. But when we look at them in the light of the thoughts and the research of our scholars who have delved into the Quran and spent their entire lives investigating this noble book, we find that these verses actually have multiple layers of understanding and application within our day-to-day lives. Today we continue in this train of thought. And we look at a verse from chapter number 12, Surah Yusuf, in relation to the topic of allowing your team members to grow. Now, before we go into the verse for today, it stands to reason, and we should all appreciate the fact that nobody likes to remain stagnant. We all want to progress and move forward. We all want to maybe take upon greater challenges and greater opportunities within life. And this is something which I think we're all really built in, ingrained with, that we don't want to just remain at one level. We always like to proceed and move forward and move even higher up the chain on the ladder of command, so to speak. And because I feel that this is something what we're all maybe ingrained with, we all want to excel, we all want to succeed in life. And we can even see this many times within the religious sources. That obviously this becomes an important point for managers, for leaders, for guides, even in the time of our, just guiding within our own household, within our own family. Before we go into better understanding the history behind the verse that we want to speak about today and its contemporary relevance, let's have a listen and a look at this particular verse, and then we'll come back with a few points of deliberation. In chapter number 12, Allah says the following statement. Thus did we establish Yusuf in the land. Now, without a doubt, you'll realize that we have not quoted the entire passage of this verse number 21 from Surah Yusuf. Obviously, the history behind this verse and behind the story of Prophet Yusuf, peace be upon him, is very elaborate. I would definitely recommend each and every one of our viewers to read the entire surah of Yusuf. If you haven't already seen it, there was a multi-series movie made many years ago, which basically took the story of Prophet Yusuf from the Quran and the narratives, the statements of the Prophet and the Imams, and made it into a full-length movie. And we will add a link in the description below to that movie. But to give you a summary of what happened and how this verse came into its, into being in terms of why Allah revealed it, is that eventually after Prophet Yusuf was thrown into the well by his brothers out of an act of jealousy, he was found by a caravan. There was a group that were passing by. They found him in the well. They took him out. He was taken to Egypt eventually. And eventually he was given over to the royal family. And they were basically, thinking what to do with this child. Should they kill him? What should they do with him? And the verse basically says in the introductory stages of it that there were two options. They said that we would take him as a slave, number one, that he would, be some benefit to us in the palace. He could work, he could do menial chores, jobs around the palace, whatever needs to be done. Or number two, they said we could take him as a son, that as an adopted child into the family. So Prophet Yusuf obviously had this ability to grow, to mature from being this child to maybe becoming a slave in the house, a servant, a helper, a waiter. And eventually that maybe he would be taken as one of their own, one of the members of that family, of that royal family. Now, when we look at the contemporary relevance of this verse and allowing our team members to grow, what we understand is that just as Yusuf, peace be upon him, was given this opportunity to further advance in his goal, we can say, so to speak, is that in our own life, again, whether we look at it from the point of view of a family at home, right, we should give all of the family members the opportunity to grow. Our children should be given responsibilities, obviously conducive to their age, and keeping in mind the prophetic hadith of the three stages of development of a child, from ages 0 to 7, as them being in charge, from 7 to 14, as them being, basically the ones who are told what to do, and then from 14 to 21, where they are your advisors or assistants. But as our children are growing in the home, we should obviously give them responsibilities, allow them to grow, to learn different things around the home, about life in general, and to prepare them to become adults and, you know, to be put into the open world. When we look at it from the point of view of our businesses or our nonprofit charities, let's say, that we work within, as, you know, in any position, a voluntary position, we also have to realize that we should always give our employees, our co-workers, our people who are volunteering with us, we should give all of them an opportunity to grow, that they should not remain stagnant. They should not remain at one position for their entire tenure. Obviously, they need to put forth an effort and work hard and show that they have the aptitude and ability and desire to want to move forward and progress and advance. But a good manager will give those individuals an opportunity to show their best, to shine, to actually prove that they, you know, have something to offer. Just as Prophet Yusuf went through multiple stages as a child in his in the home of his father, to being thrown in the well, to being recovered, to being made as a servant, and then eventually as, you know, taken as a family member, and then eventually as the king of that region. So too, we have to ensure that those around us, those under us, are given the opportunity to shine, that they are allowed to grow as their team, as team members, and that they're allowed to show their fullest potential in every aspect of work that they do. As we continue in this blessed month of Ramadan, we ask our Creator to give us the ability to continue to worship and serve Him in this blessed month of Ramadan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.